Now back to the Frank Beckman Show on News Talk 760 WJR.
Earlier this week, we spoke with one of FDR's grandsons, James Roosevelt Jr., who is one of those helping to lead the Democrats in their opposition to privatizing a portion of Social Security. The president is not being quiet about this, not by any stretch of the imagination. His press conference here on our program the other day centered on that very subject of Social Security and privatizing a portion of those accounts. And he has his spokespeople out and about making appearances and trying to spread the word and hoping the public will come his way on this issue. Among them is Senior Advisor Dan Bartlett on the other end of our line here on the Frank Beckman Show this morning. Nice to have you with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
You indeed do have a fight on your hands, don't you? This is not going to be easy.
Well, if this issue had been easy to solve, I think past Congresses and past presidents would have already solved it. And instead, what we have found is a tendency by politicians in Washington to kind of kick the can down the road. And that's really not in this president's political DNA, so to speak. He feels like we are obligated as public servants to come to Washington to tackle the big problems, particularly ones that impact our future generations so much like the issue of Social Security does. So he is well prepared for this debate. He feels like it's a necessary debate. And quite frankly, he's pleased with the progress so far.
Dan, where do you get the optimism that something can be done during these 4 years?
Well, it's interesting because when the president first began talking about this, engaging the public on this about 90 days ago or so, Democrats would not even recognize that there was a problem to face. And we all recognize the math. It's not a matter of ideology. It's a matter of simple mathematics. There are too few workers paying into the system. And as we know, with the baby boomer generation on the doorstep of retirement, there are going to be too many people drawing down benefits and getting promised benefits that we can no longer afford. So the math is there. The level of attention in the public's mind has increased. More than two-thirds of the American people recognize that major changes are going to be needed to save Social Security. And I think the Democrats have come along. So that's the first part of any public policy debate, and that is to have everybody to have a consensus that there is a problem to address. Because what happens next is the public is going to start asking their own local congressman and senator, what are you doing about it? And as we go into the Easter recess and members of Congress will be back in their districts, it's critically important for them to maybe stop always talking about what they're against, but begin the conversation about what they are for, because one thing is undeniable. The system needs to be shored up. It needs to be permanently fixed. And the best way to do that is for Republicans and Democrats to come together and get something done.
Well, in fact, Dan Bartlett, we have one congressman in our area, John Dingell, who's a Democrat and opposed to the president's plan, who has already begun to hold town hall meetings on this issue to lead opposition to it.
Well, again, I think what the public is going to want is not somebody just standing up and opposing everything they hear. At some point, I think the Democratic Party is going to have to come forward and say what they are for. And that is a critical difference in this debate. I think everybody recognizes there are going to be strong feelings on this debate, and people are going to have different ideas. But we shouldn't play the politics of the past in which we disparage every idea that's put on the table, but instead invite different ideas. Even if you may not agree with it, let's get a lot of things on the table so then we can have an honest dialogue about what we should do. And I think that's something that the public's going to expect.
Well, let's talk about the political side of this, because a lot of the opposition, let's face it, is based on politics. The other night on the ABC Evening News, Terry Moran did a big piece after the president's press conference earlier in the day, and he featured some of the Democrats who were opposing this plan. And it was amazing to hear the close, and I'll paraphrase here, but I believe it's dead on accurate. He said, Democrats believe if they can defeat the president on Social Security, they can defeat his entire second term agenda. And the first thing that cropped into my head was, what is this really about? Is it about the Democrats winning over the Republicans, or is this a discussion about the American people and what's being done for us?
Well, it's that type of analysis, I think, if the Democrats are following it, that's going to be one that will not bode well with the American people at the end of the day. What the American people expect out of the different political parties and out of their leaders in Washington is an honest debate in which people are putting forward their own vision, their own ideas, and their own solutions. If the Democratic Party continues to be the party of no, the one that continues to try to throw up obstacles and not articulate a vision of their own, I think they're going to continue to find themselves suffering at the polls in the future. This debate is too critical to let national politics take over. They are very strong feelings. This is a very important program to the American people. President Bush recognizes the need for Social Security to be strong for decades to come. But just because we may have differences on how to get there doesn't mean we should disparage our opponents and try to score cheap political points.
On the other hand, when you have Alan Greenspan warning that at some point we've got to have the discussion about reducing Social Security benefits for retirees, that's going to be a tough battle too. Is the president prepared to suggest to future retirees that they're going to see less in Social Security than earlier retirees did?
Well, one thing that's important to understand is that, as the president has articulated, is that those who were born before 1950, currently in retirement or on the doorstep of retirement, will not be impacted by any change in Social Security. But the fact of the matter is that there have been promises that have been made to future generations that we simply cannot afford, and it's important that we have an honest discussion with the American people about that. Having said that, there can be a plan and there can be a solution that ensures that future generations of retirees do get as much in retirement as today's retirees get. And one way the most critical way of doing that is allowing people to control some of their own payroll taxes in the form of a safe investment accounts and bonds and stocks that accrue and get a rate of return that's far better than the current system can provide. And that's part of the debate we need to have and talk about the pros and cons of that. And that's why the president is engaging in this dialogue.
On Wednesday, Democrats in the House tried to slide a provision on Social Security into a bill as an attachment, and it was voted down before it actually got to a vote, really, on the entire subject of private accounts related to Social Security. How long until the president is prepared to produce firm legislation for the Senate and the House to consider?
Well, we think this is the year to act, and we're in the early phases of this. In football parlance, I would say that we're still, nearing the end of the first quarter, and this first quarter was critical because this is where you're educating the public about why action needs to be taken. The steps going forward are going to take different. There'll be different time frames in the Senate as opposed to the House. We're going to leave that to the leadership. We'll obviously work with them on that, but the leadership recognizes that this is the year to act. But as far as when legislation gets through committee and then when it's on the floor, we're going to leave that to the leadership. But this is the year.
Dan Bartlett, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
And, it's a pleasure.
We'll talk to you again.
Okay. Take care.
Dan Bartlett, senior advisor to President Bush, giving the president's side on the Social Security discussion.